Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've just bought a ticket
on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hungry. Tired. Sleepy. Hungry. All of it.
Man. $240 billion. Ooh. Oh, sorry.
What are you doing? Checking your bank account?
Yeah, $240 billion. Oh. All right, so listen, you guys. This is a sad, sad day for Jeff Bezos. Really sad day. The guy that owns Oracle, which is like all tech crap, right? His name is Larry Ellison. He owns the island of Lanai. You know that place I've gone like 3 times?
Mm-hmm.
So great, that place.
Yeah.
Anyway, he owns the entire island. And I've even told you before, he lets all the residents there, they were telling me this, he lets all the residents there pay their rent with their mileage cards.
Yeah.
So that way they can collect miles and get enough to fly back to the United States to see their families.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? So he pays the fee, you know, like whatever it is, 0.05%, 5%, whatever it is, for them, so he can charge them and they can get the miles. I mean, he takes on that fee. Isn't that nice? He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Anyway, he just beat Jeff Bezos as the second, now he's the second richest man in the world.
Boom. There you go. Bezos going down. Yeah. You saw this coming. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Bezos, you get that girlfriend, then you get engaged. Mm. You got the big wedding coming up. You're going to lose money.
Yeah. That's why.
That's the way it works.
You know what? You might be onto something. Yeah. I mean, think about that, because Jeff Bezos has held this number 2 spot for quite a while, and then he gets married, and you're right.
There you go.
My God.
I'm telling you, it's a destroyer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so Ellison is at $240 billion. Bezos at $227 billion. Elon's at $240. So he's only $2 billion. He's only $2 billion away from Elon. Even at like saying that like it's nothing to get there.
It is nothing. In their world, it is nothing, though.
I mean, it's just a weird thing. Oh, he's only $2 billion away from him. Get that anytime. All right, have you guys heard of La Boo Boo or something?
La Bamba?
Oh.
No.
Those
things.
Those little charms?
Yeah.
Yes,
what
I have.
What is that?
They're all over my Instagram feed.
Is it La Boo Boo?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this thing, you guys, I've not heard about it, but it's sweeping the nation, this La Boo Boo crap. And I guess it just made somebody in China like the second wealthiest person, this La Boo Boo.
She's, and it's a little monster, and it's a sheep.
Yeah. What the hell didn't we think of La Boo Boo?
I don't know. I don't even know what a boo-boo is.
But people are buying them up. A lot of people, a lot of women are putting them on their charms, on their purses. That's
I need a La Boo Boo charm.
Yeah, they're going viral all over
the place.
I think
it's L-A-B-U-B-U.
Yeah.
L-A-B-U.
And it's Chinese. It sounds French, but La Boo Boo. Let me read that. Come back. Labubu transforms into the Straw Hat.
That's a themed one. They're one piece Labubus.
Oh, so you get different. They do different things.
Yeah, they have different ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, we have one of these.
Will you hit shop now? So it, look, they're all sold out.
Yeah.
It says, how much are they?
One was $86.
For a keychain?
Yeah. I think that's a reseller, though. I don't think that's the original one. God.
So the story is it made its owner, the CEO, who sells these, $1.6 billion in 24 hours.
Wow. Yep.
Wow. It's
a boo-boo?
Yep.
We have one. We got it this past weekend.
Really?
I didn't know what it was. No.
So Lisa's on it.
She went
to... She spent $80 on a keychain? She went out to California.
Well, no, this one's like $30, $40. But it hold, this one's holding a hamburger.
So they range from $22 to $400+. Some of them are $400. Wow.
I think ours was $40.
I think she probably lied to you.
Good babe.
Yeah, because
I didn't know what it was.
They're all sold out.
She brought one home from Los Angeles this past Sunday, and that's exactly what it is.
And they're called Labubu, and they're sweeping the nation. And like you said, they've earned $1 billion in 24 hours.
Isn't that crazy? I've been seeing them all over. Like, all the influencers are buying them up right now.
Yeah, maybe she kept the box, and you guys can put it up on eBay.
That's the thing.
And try to sell the Labubus.
I don't know.
This is a kind of a cool story. I kind of want to do this. Orlando Bloom, who, you know, he's married to Katy Perry and they're having problems. Well, when you have some money and you're bored, you know what you do? You get all the plastic cleaned out of your blood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that the craziest story? It says Orlando Bloom paid $10,000 to have all the microplastics cleared out of his blood. They spun his blood and I guess they found a bunch of like...
That's terrifying.
It is.
You can actually do that. Right?
I know, right? That they've thought about this and they can spin your blood and grab all the plastic out?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's kind of scary. Like it was all up in there.
Yeah. I saw a post on it just a little while ago and how he had spent that kind of money on it. But they had like 10 steps that you could take that you could get virtually the same results he got for far less price.
What? Like but what were they?
I didn't read it. I just saw... Where it's become a thing.
You and the paid?
No, this wasn't paid. I just didn't have time. Golf's on. I had to watch the U.S. Open.
Well, now I want to know how I can get the plastic out of my body.
Look, J.J. Spahn was hitting, and I had to watch.
Will you guys look and see how you...
There's...
Affordable plastic unplasticking.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the Google search word.
Yes. It's got the article that has this guy in it. Spent $12,000, but then it gives you tips on how to do it much, much less.
Whoa.
But I don't know where it's at.
I wonder what you would do to get plastic out of your blood. Let's think about that. So I don't know. That is a weird story. I don't know how you cleanse your blood.
I don't know either.
That's weird. All right, you guys, everybody just...
I'll let you know after golf goes off.
I'm just going down a rabbit hole reading now. I know.
All right, well, when you guys find out, tell us some of them, and I'll keep on going, okay? Because I'm kind of waiting for the answer, but I realize...
It says several different ways. This is going to take a while.
Hey, there's a really cool thing. I didn't know this either, that Idaho Springs is, like, reinventing itself. Idaho Springs, right up the hill, is reinventing itself. I guess the gondola that they're building, I didn't even know they were building a gondola. It's going to be open in March, and you said that they're doing, like, a whole complex.
They're going to have, like, a little village up on top of the mountain where you can go, and, like, they'll have a beer garden place and all kinds of stuff.
They should do that, because I love Idaho Springs.
It's a cool place, isn't it?
I think they should take the gondola right down to Bojo's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious.
It's a great little stop.
It is. And they close off that road, and then they have a bunch of secondhand stores and stuff. Anyway, if you get a chance, go to Idaho Springs. But maybe wait till March. All right. We already talked about the Broncos land grab. Have you guys found anything yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
So it says consider, I don't know why it has this, but consider blood donation.
I saw that.
What? Transfusion? We're trying to get it.
So I'm
going to
give somebody else my plastic?
Yeah.
So I guess, so your body makes more and cleaner blood?
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Comes out. That does make sense. Yeah.
But that poor bastard. Donate to someone.
I'll bet you that's what he did, though, with the $12,000.
What?
Probably, they probably sucked blood out of him for a period of like 2 or 3 months.
I found the article BJ was talking about, but it is behind the paywall.
I told you.
Yeah.
It's now only 50 cents a week.
Hey, it's on sale. Buy it right now.
You know, there's certain things you shouldn't have to pay for. I saw one a few minutes ago. I'm scrolling through here, and they found Noah's Ark.
Whoa.
You shouldn't have to pay for Noah's Ark, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a biblical story. We should all be able to enjoy that one without paying for it.
They found Noah's Ark?
Well, they found what they think. What they think is parts of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
We'll pay $1.99. We'll find out.
Come on. They did not find pieces of Noah's Ark. Oh, my God. Please.
It had ancient bird poop on it.
Yeah, like, how did that, it's just a board, and they're like, oh, it's Noah's Ark.
This article from News Nation says that Noah's Ark has possibly been found at a Turkish site using scans, and it has biblical dimensions of 300 royal Egyptian cubits. I'm not sure what that means, but...
It's about this big.
The Ark's been found, folks.
It's this big.
Did you pay $1.99?
No, that one was just from News Nation. Okay. That wasn't a Daily Mail.
All right, anyway, Britney Spears is real, real mad. Did you guys see this?
Yes.
You guys are still reading the blitz.
Yeah, we're in a deep dive over here. It's like, reduce your microplastic intake. How do I do that?
Wow, but that's a good idea. I'm going to donate blood.
Yeah.
Because then it'll make new blood. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
We have the Vitalant people out here like once a month.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm going to pop over there.
They call me every day.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pop over there and just go.
Have you ever done it?
No.
I did it once. I passed out.
Oh.
Yeah, they give you snacks afterwards. Snacks. Yeah.
I got very, very woozy on them.
Yeah. I can't remember. No, I don't think I've ever. Because a long time ago, you couldn't give it if you had a tattoo. Remember? Yeah, that was like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
And
yeah.
Alina can't give it because she's from
England.
And she has like mad cow disease in her soul.
It's a breeding ground.
It's kind of crazy. Anyway, going back to Britney Spears. Sorry. Blah, 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 blah. We are nuts today. Britney Spears is really, really mad at her ex-husband. I guess he said that being married to her hurt his career. I didn't even know you had a career. But anyway, Britney didn't hold back. She said, you're an a-hole. That's what she called him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she went deep on it. Yeah. She said, I love my dogs more than I ever loved you. She slammed him for being cruel to her. You didn't even hold her hand for 6 years, adding that this past week has left her turned off by all of humanity. She wrote she'd rather spend time with animals who show her loyalty than people that are alive today. Wow. She's fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Britney, don't get that girl mad. Woo, she'll get crazy on you. And then finally, did you guys see the greatest movie ever called Catch Me If You Can?
I love that movie.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's with Leonardo DiCaprio, and it's based on a true story where the guy pretended to be all different kinds of things, including a Pan Am jet pilot. Yeah.
Frank Abagnale Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And he also pretended to be a surgeon.
Yeah, he did some wild stuff.
His story is crazy. So Catch Me If You Can is a really good rent, if you will, off of Netflix or whatever. Not rent. Nobody rents anymore, Jamie.
Go to your local Redbox.
You know, I think I saw one of those.
They're still out there.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is because there was a story a couple months ago because I go to a 7-Eleven and it's still, there's one still right there with the sunshade down and everything.
Yes, the sunshade. Yes. But and I was like, "What? Who goes there?
They're saying it costs too much money to get it removed.
Oh, I bet that's true.
So that's why they're still around. Like, you can't use them, but they're still around because it costs too much money to get them out.
BJ, you should get one and put it in your house.
Yeah.
A red box?
Yeah.
I think they still have them at King Supers and some King Supers, too.
Right. But that would be go with all your equipment.
Yeah.
You're the only guy that can watch the movies.
I love it. I love it.
Anyway,
I can't believe I've never seen this story because I love nonfiction.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
You got to watch it. You got to watch the actual guy on an old, old, old Johnny Carson clip.
Right.
He asked him how he did all this stuff, and it is unbelievable how he did it.
Yep.
How he got his captain's uniform. What did you do when you were, pretending to be a surgeon? And he said, well, I was an instructor, so I just made all the interns do it.
Wow.
All the procedures. Wow. Like, let's see if you know how to do this, young man.
He even studied for himself and passed the bar. I don't remember what state it was in, but he actually did it.
It's a crazy story. But anyway, why I bring this up, there's a recent one. There's a guy who just got busted for posing as a flight attendant, and he took over 100 free flights. Somehow he got a uniform, he got into the system, and he's been flying as a flight attendant.
He was using, like, ID numbers of different flight attendants. You're ripping them off and using them. It's crazy.
Doesn't speak well for the airlines, does it?
It really does.
No. No, I'm just laying this out there. Yeah, on a day that we had a crash.
Yeah, that's true.
It just doesn't speak well for the security of them. If they've got a guy that pretended for 6 years to take free flights.
All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Going to be around 87 for a high today. Maybe, just maybe, even an afternoon thundershower, too.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, right here on a Thursday. All right, what's this little kid all about?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're number one with three-year-olds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
They grow up with us, right?
I lost the piece of paper I wrote.
So.
Her name is?
Eliana.
Eliana, right? And she's 3 years old. And her mom recorded her in the car wanting to listen to us. It's just cute. It's just a warm and fuzzy.
Here we go. We don't get a lot of warm and fuzzies on this show. So we'll take anything we can get, man.
Yeah.
Hello? Warm and fuzzy. Hey.
You want me to put BJ and Jamie to start on the radio?
Yes.
Is that your favorite talk show?
Yes.
Do you listen to it?
Yes.
How often?
20 minutes.
20 minutes every day?
Yes.
Wow.
Bless her heart.
Aww.
Bless her little stinking heart.
Right? Isn't that cute?
How cute. I know. I want to hear it again.
Yeah. All right.
I could listen to this all day long. And you might have to, too.
Yes. You want me to put BJ and Jamie to start on the radio?
Yes.
Is that your favorite talk show?
Yes.
Do you listen to it?
Yes.
How often?
20 minutes.
20 minutes every day?
Yes.
Wow.
Does she really, though? Because I feel like a few times her mom turns it down.
Yeah, 20 minutes is a long stretch.
Because there are a few times you get a, you know, go ahead and turn that down so they don't go, what was that?
It's so cute, though.
It is adorable, yeah. But
20 minutes.
But I mean, the Ozempic wiener moment, you know?
Yeah, we try to work that around a little bit so you don't get that every time. Anyway, but that's really cool.
By the way, you know, we were trying to figure out why Powerball Pete, he's the guy that buys all our Powerball tickets, right? We were trying to figure out why he's on Ozempic but hasn't lost any weight. I just found out why.
Why?
It's because he and his wife argue all the time. Did you see that study?
No.
That couples that are married that argue a lot are the fattest.
Really? People that argue are fatter.
Yeah.
I can see the stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stress. It's constant stress.
It raises your cortisol level, and so you're stressed out and everything. And
I would guess the opposite, though.
So would I, but it's that's what it
I would
says.
I would think that all the bickering and all that would burn calories, maybe.
Nope, it doesn't. I lost it, but it raises your cortisol level and all this stuff, and that's why.
I'll bet he was part of the survey.
So now maybe we shouldn't make fun of him and stuff. Like,
we're just adding to the stress.
That doesn't stop us. No.
I'm just saying.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Jay and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Man, when you go through your news feed today,
yeah,
you're going to see one story that's going to blow you away. One person has walked away from this plane crash.
Yeah, that
he
is
was
crazy.
On board, 244 people. One man sitting.
And walked.
In seat 11A is literally walking away from the scene.
Isn't that crazy?
Everybody else perished, it appears.
Yeah.
Okay? Except for this one guy. They're calling it a complete miracle.
I don't know. That is just bizarre to me. Right?
What is it called? Survivor's guilt or something?
Yeah, survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. And he looks like he's in pretty, well, not great shape, but decent.
But
you
still
know?
He's walking away.
Yeah. That is
crazy. Wow. This airplane went down this morning. They don't know exactly what caused it. It is crazy.
No, you always just remind me of my Turkish son's
grandpa.
Wow. Ralphie boy.
This thing was taken off in India. And as it's starting to accelerate into the sky, just lost power. And straight down she came. They don't know exactly what happened. Could be the wind, could be birds, could be whatever. You know, they don't know.
But, I mean, the thing is, I mean, I'm happy he's alive. But can you imagine what he probably saw? And he probably is reliving, like, the people he talked to while he was waiting to board. And, you know, just all of that.
The PTSD that he's going to probably have to deal with.
You would relive everything. Yeah. You would relive the drive to the airport, mm-hmm, what you did the night before, who you said, you know, I love you too. I mean, you would go back and just pretty much everything you ever did up until that flight.
And I'm sure he can't get the sounds out of his head.
Oh,
no.
You know? But, wow.
Yeah, that's a crazy, wild scene, though,
that
because
is a
earlier
miracle.
This morning, nobody survived. They
right.
said nobody survived. Now they actually have footage of this guy walking away from the scene. Unbelievable.
They said he's a British national, and he was just there in India visiting family for a couple of days, and then he was flying back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's British?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
A British national.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, wow. Unbelievable story.
BJ and Jamie.
Just making a note here because you can go back and listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app. Anything you missed on the program, we want to thank Trooper Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Came on the program. We had a question for him about traffic fines and things like that. And a lot of people loved it. And he was on the air with us and spilled it all out for us. We now understand.
Yep, we appreciate it.
And you can go get it. Go get it on the podcast. That's a perfect place to hear it, right?
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a great day today.
It's going to be beautiful.
87. Some rain, maybe.
Yeah, pop-up thunderstorms. That is a possibility.
I kind of like those, though. Got to love it. All right, we got to go, I guess.
Fascinating.
I'm hungry.
Something's wrong with you today.
Starving today.
I think the U.S. Open, like, ate up your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. My battery died. Son of
He's missing everything right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, everybody, have a great day. Enjoy. We will see you back here. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yay!
See you then. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.